Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. Today, we're going to talk about digital transformation, specifically how to accelerate it with the use of cloud and security solutions. There are a lot of things going on, a lot of moving targets. What is the best way to approach security? Is it a platformed integrated approach? And how do you keep a good eye on your security posture? Joining me today to talk about this digital transformation project a little more is MK Palmore, VP Field CSO of the Americas for Palo Alto Networks. MK is responsible for supporting initiatives headed up by the Office of the Global Security Officer and to provide thought leadership in the cybersecurity arena through both writing and speaking engagements. His experience is extensive. Prior to joining Palo Alto Networks, MK served as the head of cybersecurity branch for the FBI in San Francisco, and then capping a career of public service spanning 32 years. MK, it's really a pleasure to have you on Vanguard Radio.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
MK, Palo Alto Networks has been instrumental in helping governments around the world to accelerate their digital transformation initiatives. Can you share some of the examples with us of how your company is helping with this process for digital transformation and acceleration?
Absolutely, John. So I think that in the midst of the current crisis that we're all in, the subject of digital transformation has become an imperative, not just for businesses, but also consumers. The idea or our reliance on our digital infrastructure is now front and center. And you can't really talk about technology, you can't talk about digital infrastructure without bringing in the subject of security. And so where Palo Alto Networks has, I believe, uniquely positioned itself is that we are an organization that has invested heavily in all aspects of cybersecurity. And we are in hopes of being the cybersecurity partner of choice, certainly for our customers, but for those who are looking, but also for those who are looking for a cybersecurity vendor that can provide services and tools across the cybersecurity spectrum. And so what we have found, certainly in the conversations with customers, is that in the midst of this crisis, organizations are doubling down on their transformation efforts. They're moving, in some cases, a lot faster than they had originally planned. And topics like remote access, certainly their cloud posture, bubble up to the top in a way that they weren't expecting. And many organizations have found themselves playing catch up. So we are, again, a unique organization that has a secure remote access solution, answering the mail on the scaling needs of enterprises as they push their workforces out from behind the protections of the enterprise. This idea of securely connecting to business information or data needed in order to do the job became really a number one issue for most business enterprises and organizations. And certainly the world governments are no different in that respect. And so we are happy, again, as an organization, that we've made the kinds of investments that we have in order to strengthen what we see as the important three pillars of the cybersecurity strategy: your enterprise security, your cloud security, and what you are doing around endpoint and security operations.
Yeah, and that's no easy undertaking. One of the things that is fairly unique to Palo Alto is that you have tools to work across all areas of the framework. So does that, MK, does that allow you to both identify, detect, and assist with the recovery, like all elements of the process?
It does. So for those of you that don't know about Palo Alto Networks, we started out as a market disruptor as it relates to next-gen firewalls. You know, our founder, who had come from an organization sort of based in firewall technology, thought that there would be a different way to approach the implementation of firewalls. And firewalls have come a long way since then. But probably, I would say, 2 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago, the company began to identify what it thought might be market impacting forward for most enterprises. And certainly issues related to the enterprise continue to be of concern. And so we have, as an organization, doubled down on our next-gen firewall. And I'll talk a little bit about How we've added subscription services to that to make it a much more viable appliance within the enterprise. But we also saw as an organization where the market was going, and so made heavy investments in cloud security. Nearly every organization that I have contact with is in the midst of some kind of cloud journey. They are either all in on the cloud, taking steps to move to the cloud, or have a plan set aside, which will eventually get their enterprise based in the cloud. And so we made investments as an organization around cloud security posture, governance, DevSecOps, and all of the issues certainly related to access to the cloud, so that we could provide to our customers an opportunity to wrap security around what essentially has evolved into a multi-cloud strategy for most organizations, which makes it difficult. Environments are getting much larger, much more complex. Certainly approaching cloud security can be challenging, and Palo Alto Networks stands ready to help our customers prepare for that journey in a way that's effective and allows them the greatest amount of visibility. The third component of this strategy of investment that we've made has been around the issue of security operations. So I had the opportunity in my career in the FBI to spend a little bit of time running the FBI's Enterprise Security Operations Center. It was a absolute masterclass in the lessons of what organizations need to be paying attention to. I can tell you, as a practitioner at that point, lost a lot of sleep on subjects like visibility, like feeling like I had my hands wrapped around all of the necessary hardware and components. Were we using the right tools in the way of security operations, and did we have enough visibility to have our eye on everything that might be happening within the enterprise, and then subsequently be able to investigate, mitigate, or respond to events as they happen? And so the story of that organization, I think, can be extrapolated to nearly every organization. And so in the course of its investments, Palo Alto Networks has built out a platform which addresses an organization's security needs across their enterprise and network, certainly in the cloud, and of course, in security operations and an endpoint strategy. And so we feel comfortable as a company that not only have we made the right investments, we're seeing all of that bear fruit because, again, in the midst of this crisis, we have all noticed that our digital journeys have changed quite a bit. And here we are now being in a position to offer those solutions to companies who need them, which is everyone, especially as it relates to cloud security.
Well, I think integrated is the way to go. And most certainly, cloud is going to be the biggest opportunity, both in public sector and private sector. Recently, the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, CRTC as it's known up here, thanked the FBI, the RCMP, and Palo Alto Networks, Unit 42, in the takedown of an international bad actor. That's pretty exciting.
Impressive stuff.
Yeah, the CRTC investigation really benefited from your company's assistance in this case. Can you share with our listeners and readers a little more about it?
Well, what I can share is that Unit 42 was really the first entity even that I came into contact with as a practitioner in the FBI. We had many instances where utilizing the information by this unique group of researchers who provide threat intelligence on the cyber threat landscape, we had many initiatives where we not only relied on their information, but had the opportunity as government practitioners to sort of sit in the same room, exchange intelligence, and take and rely on one another in terms of the information that was provided and how it might enhance the security posture. And so imagine what it's like for me now, you know, being a member of Palo Alto Networks and really getting to see the inner workings of a team like Unit 42, our high level research that's provided. One of the things to note from the Unit 42 research is that it's all widely available. I mean, we push this stuff out. Palo Alto Networks has always taken the position that cyber threat intelligence should be exchanged, should be freely available to those who need it in order to better their security posture. And I am happy to say that all of this unique and deep work, especially in the area of cloud, now finds its way into our security products. And that that teaming up of Unit 42 with our product folks is a match that I will stand behind every day of the week.
That's absolutely excellent. So the knowledge is available, and if there are any kind of downloads or reference points that you can point to our listenership and readership to, maybe at the end of the show we can list them off. I think it is a big commitment, and here in Canada, Palo Alto Networks recently announced its commitment to the Canadian federal government by investing in Canada to address data residency and privacy needs for the Canadian federal government. Like, we know data residency is so important when deploying cloud-based security solutions, but can you tell us a little more about what Palo Alto is committing to, and what does that look like, and how does it roll out?
Yeah, so I mean, this issue of data residency is popping up in lots of different jurisdictions around the world, you know, sometimes called the balkanization of data. And I understand, and of course, Palo Alto Networks understands that this is a requirement, at least for some governments and to a large degree, some business entities in the countries where we are interested in doing business. And so we build our infrastructure with this in mind, ensuring that we have a capability to ensure that residency of the data that meets all of the necessary governance and requirements needs of our customers. And certainly our friends and customers in Canada is on that list. Again, in terms of how it is that we build out our architecture and infrastructure, making sure that we can answer the mail on those requirements from our leading customers in Canada.
Well, that's fantastic. But I mean, Palo Alto is helping governments all around the world, especially with the Five Eyes. I'd be curious if you could tell us a little more about that and how solutions integrate with CSPs to augment native cloud security.
And so one of the interesting things about how we're organized as a company is we actually have a team specific to our government relations that really keeps an eye on the developing issues in the various countries, and certainly the Five Eyes is a good starting point for this government policy team. And so that, again, is another element where you see as issues bubble up to the top, as we understand what is important for particular governments, we ensure that we meet the certification requirements. We ensure that the information that as it relates to where they are headed is represented in the product offering that we have. And so, a great example, the Five Eyes would be in terms of a good starting point for driving how Palo Alto Networks does business. And we absolutely view our government customers as an important component of the way forward for us. And so we will continue to build, strengthen our product line, but also keeping in mind some of those specific certifications and requirements. And they do change from, one government to the next, but keeping in mind those specific certifications and certainly employing our tools where we can be helpful.
You know, things are just moving so quickly, and I think COVID has been a game changer. It's provided a lot of opportunity to work remotely and still conduct business. But, even before COVID, there were, numerous security holes that existed. And I'm going to no doubt estimate that we'll probably have even new security holes that'll come about as a result of what's happened in the last 12 months. I'd be curious, MK, can you project a little bit? What's the positive to look forward to over the next 24 months? And what are the things that Canadian government, public sector departments should be looking out for and preparing for?
Yeah, so in the coming months, I definitely believe, and you already touched on it, that this issue of secure remote access will continue to drive the efforts of most both business organizations and governmental organizations. Regardless of what happens in terms of finding a vaccine or, changing the narrative around the COVID-19 crisis, organizations now realize that the idea of remote access to information can still help to drive business imperatives. And so some organizations, I think, will continue to invest heavily, but they want to be assured that the connectivity between their users and the necessary data is done in a secure fashion so that they can, again, continue to scale business operations while relying on issues like secure remote access. And this is certainly an area where Palo Alto Networks shines in the way of our Prisma Access solution, which, again, as an anecdote, probably the second most, there was a study that came out shortly after the COVID crisis, about 60 days in, second most widely adopted technology solution behind Zoom was our Prisma Access solution. Again, so the idea of secure remote access is important. And if I were to look into a crystal ball and say, the three important topics that I think are going to be impacting, certainly cybersecurity needs moving forward, certainly the issue of cloud and cloud security and all things cloud, The issue of automation, you know, are organizations leveraging and using automation as much as they possibly can in order to answer the mail on issues like workforce shortages, or just the sheer complexity of technological environments now, putting a human at the center of that, expecting them to correlate data from all of these various sources while not leveraging automation is a recipe for disaster. And so automation will play a key role. And then thirdly, moving forward, the concept of zero trust. You know, the term zero trust made its way onto the stage probably a decade ago. But our ecosystem, the way Palo Alto Networks view security moving forward, organizations really have to start talking about and thinking about zero trust in real practical terms and how they can really get into hyper-segmented, micro-segmented environments and really at layer three through layer seven, really understand the interactions and engagements that are going on within their enterprises, certainly relying on this concept of increased visibility, but an ability to have control over interactions at their base level. And so those three concepts, I think, will drive security operations moving forward. Again, cloud, automation, and zero trust.
That makes total sense. You're listening to Vanguard Radio, and today our special guest has been MK Palmore, VP Field CSO of the Americas for Palo Alto Networks. MK, we had talked a little bit about where our readership and listenership might go for current information on some of the things that Palo Alto Networks has been involved with. Is there somewhere you can point our listenership?
Sure. PaloAltoNetworks.com is our site, but also as a subsite of that, you can find the information related to Unit 42. And of course, you know, follow Palo Alto Networks on all of the various social media handles.
MK, I want to thank you for joining our show. It's been very interesting, and it's great to hear all of the great work you guys are doing in Canada.
Hey, appreciate the opportunity, John. Look forward to talking to you again.